If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may continue to glorify your name as we do your will and do your work, and let us always be filled with your Spirit as we continue living during this Easter season. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Thursday of the fifth week of Easter. It is also the memorial of Saint Athanasius, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. So, some important things to know. And we're going to be looking at Acts 15, verses 7 through 12. And we're also going to be looking at John 15. So, we're going to be looking at both of these readings today. So, today we're looking at what is known as the Council of Jerusalem. Every year when this comes around, I always explain that the Council of Jerusalem is the first of the councils that the church has. And of course, there are many others. The most famous, of course, may be the Council of Nicaea, which is from which we get the Nicene Creed, which is recited in many Christian churches. And that is the definition of what we as Christians believe. And then we also know the Vatican II Council, we know the Council of Trent, but roughly every 100 years there is a council. For example, in the 1860s, there was the council, the Vatican I Council. A lot of people don't know that there was a Vatican I. So, well, the Vatican II, there must have been a Vatican I. Well, there really was in the 1860s. So then we have Vatican II. And the closest thing we have to a council so far after Vatican II is the Synod of Synodality, which is going on in the time of Pope Francis. So we have the Synod of Synodality as a form of council. And it's done pretty much the same style. People gather from all over the church and come to discuss different issues. But the Council of Jerusalem, which is the very first one, is the council to define how the Gentiles should live their Christian faith. Because the issue was whether or not the Gentiles had to follow the Jewish law just as the Jews have since the time of Moses. And the discussion went on whether they should or they shouldn't. And it was finally decided, no, they shouldn't. And for this reason, Christians do not follow the Mosaic law to this day. Now, there are some groups of Christians who insist on following the Mosaic law. One group is the Seventh-day Adventist, but we as Catholics do not, and most of your Christian denominations do not follow the Mosaic law. So you have that distinction, and this is where it's traced back to. And one of the things that came up, and this brought up an interesting discussion, was not eating meat sacrificed to idols. Now, if you do eat meat that is sacrificed to idols, which generally we don't do today, although maybe in some countries it's possible, there's no effect on that, but the concern that St. Paul had was that it would affect someone's conscience, and therefore it would be a scandal to do that. Now, what happens is that gets translated into a lot of ways. And we had a discussion when I was back at the Ark of the Dove. And this is something, the Ark and the Dove, this is something that you may want to discuss among your friends. What do you think of that? The discussion came up that you have a man and a woman who are fiancés. They are preparing to get married. And they go on a vacation. Now, they go on a vacation that lasts several days. But in light of the fact that they weren't married yet, they live in two separate hotel rooms. You know, room 312 and room 314, for example. okay, at some place. They go someplace and they live in two different hotel rooms. And some of the priests I was with said no, that absolutely should be forbidden, because there is a scandal, a possible scandal, that they went on vacation together and people will think that they were engaged in sin, even though they lived in two different hotel rooms. Whereas myself and another priest said, no, that doesn't apply here at all. And if people want to think that way, that's their problem. But they are taking proper precautions in light of the fact that they aren't married yet. Fascinating discussion. And two guys were insistent that no, they should not go on vacation overnight. And two guys, myself being one of them, were insistent, as long as they take the proper precautions, what's wrong? That they live in two separate rooms. There's nothing wrong with that. So it was kind of fascinating. What do you think of that issue? We're going to be talking more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Well, our program is kind of a bridge. It's delivering God's word to two kinds of people, those who cannot attend Mass and those who want to hear that extra understanding of what our readings are all about and what our faith is all about. God graciously provides for the needs of the birds in the sky, and through programs like this and other programs, through the needs of the people who are listening. Because we're called to spread his word, even if people can't hear it on a regular basis, or they don't want to wait until Sunday to hear what they need to hear. And that's why our program exists, to bring God's message to people like you, but we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. And if you'd like to contact me about being a sponsor or underwriter, contact me through ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org, or you can contact me through catholicaudiomedia.com. So we're talking about, we just finished talking about this powerful reading which came to us from Acts. Now, in the gospel for today, we're looking at the reading of the Jesus call that we're called to live the commandments. And that's how this shows that we love God, if we're doing what he asks us to do, if we live the commandments. So it's a powerful reminder that we're called to live his commandments. So it's not just a matter of, yeah, I believe in Jesus. Well, the devil believes in Jesus better than any of us do. And we see that very often in the Gospels when the demons call out, we know who you are. So they believe in Jesus better than we do. The sign that we believe in Jesus is that we act on that belief. And that's essential. And the other thing to keep in mind is that we cannot act on that belief if we aren't people of faith. Never forget this. And I'm going to say this especially to the traditionalist Catholics that may be listening, because a lot of people will teach them about following rules, but not about praying. And many of the saints had a very intense prayer life. So keep that in mind. Prayer is essential. And it is, I think it was, what, St. John Chrysostom? I know I've discussed it here before. You cannot live our faith if you do not pray. You cannot pursue virtue if you do not pray. That's why I get so frustrated with any kind of a bishop or an archbishop or a cardinal even who turns around and says that we're called to pursue virtue. You cannot pursue virtue without prayer. And that's an important distinction, because it's not right to yell at people or attack people for not living a virtuous life if you haven't taught them how to pray. That's essential. And this is something that Jesus says. So how do we show that we love God? By living the commandments. And we can't live the commandments if we aren't people of prayer. And that is essential. Now, one of the things that we as Catholics have to help us to live the commandments is, of course, the sacraments. and we can prepare ourselves for the sacraments. We can live the sacraments. We can do all that the sacraments call us to do. And these are essential levels of faith. So we can live the we can live in preparation for the sacraments, whether we receive them weekly, as we would at Mass, the Eucharist, and also have the opportunity to reconciliation, or whether we are in preparation for receiving the sacraments fairly soon. And kind of in light of my discussion, one of those sacraments, of course, is matrimony. So we're talking about living the sacrament of matrimony. Well, that would also encourage both members of the both the groom, both the bride and the groom to be people of prayer, and that's very important. And then, of course, there's the other sacraments, is ordination, holy orders, and even the sacrament of the sick. If someone is sick, of course, prayer is essential. So we look at all those things, but what Jesus is saying is to live the commandments, and the way we live the commandments is to be people of prayer. Be aware and be wary, actually is a better word, of those people who will teach you to live by rules without teaching you to pray. And I would say avoid them as much as you can, unless they encourage prayer, unless they teach you to pray. So if they're telling you how to live your Christian life in action, but not teaching you of prayer, don't even worry about, you know, saying anything. Just walk away. Don't talk to them, because they haven't learned how to teach how to live your faith. Prayer is essential in living your faith. You cannot live the commandments if you aren't a person of prayer. That's what all the saints would teach. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.